Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and I can't start today's show without speaking about NeoPost and their IS-280 postage meter. So think about all the time small businesses spend to process and send mail and packages. You know, if we spend just 15 minutes a day doing it, that's more than 7 full days a year focused on mailing and shipping. And that's just crazy. I recently spoke to NeoPost, and they told me that one of the smartest things to start doing today to save time and money is to use the IS-280 postage meter to handle all our mail processing without ever leaving my office. So here's how it works. The IS-280 weighs and then automatically tells me what postage amount my mail or package needs. Not only do I pay 6% less to send first-class mail, but time's also saved by not having to run to the post office in Easton for postage. The IS-280 allows you to spend more time managing business and less time managing mail. Now, here's the great part. For a limited time, our listeners can get 6 months free by using the promo code FRANCHISE. All you have to do is visit neopost280.com/franchise and enter your zip code to see if you qualify, followed by the promo code FRANCHISE to lock in 6 months free. That's neopost280.com/franchise.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Marty Flanagan from Code Ninjas. And Code Ninjas, founded in 2016, is the fastest-growing kids' coding franchise in the United States. Code Ninjas teaches kids ages 7 to 14 how to code in a fun, welcoming, and non-intimidating atmosphere using game-based curriculum. And we're going to talk to Marty about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Marty Flanagan from Code Ninjas. And Code Ninjas was founded in 2016 and is the fastest-growing kids coding franchise in the United States. Hi, Marty. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to connect with me. This is great.
This is my pleasure, Marty. You know, I've been following his franchise for quite some time now, you know, and it's really amazing, you know, when I looked at, you know, the growth that, you know, is taking place. But maybe, we can kind of go back to the beginning. You know, how did the brand actually get its start, Marty?
Well, in the beginning, you know, we were teaching adults how to code. So
yeah.
And for about 5 years, we ran a company teaching adults how to code who had no knowledge, no base of coding, programming, understanding. And we took them into the world of this new career for them. So they would be, could be soon to be retirees, construction workers,
mm-hmm.
moving them into this world of coding. And as we did that, we kept getting questions over and over and over again. You know, how can my kids learn this stuff? How can my kids do this? How
right.
can I get my kids involved? And that just kind of, you know, out of you know, necessity comes all, you know, great ideas. And
right.
Ferris said that. And that's really where Code Ninjas came from. And by studying the market and, you know, David Graham, the founder of Code Ninjas, really did a tremendous amount of research before even connecting with me to kind of take this into the franchising realm and putting everything together.
That's fantastic, Marty. And it must be interesting too, Marty, you know, because, I mean, teaching children, you know, as you're aware, you know, is much different than teaching adults, isn't it? You know, so, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I think kids are almost like, from what I understand, I've never taught a 7 to 14-year-old, but they're almost like sponges, aren't they? They seem to absorb everything, don't they?
Well, they do, and not only that, they are able to navigate. I mean, their brains are already working
yeah.
to navigate through the system. So
right.
we have to teach ourselves, you know, they're learning off of, you know, devices when as young as, I mean, look at some of the devices out there. They start at like 2 and 3
That's
years
true.
Old. So they're learning how to navigate on these devices,
right.
you know, where we had to learn it, they're learning it as they're little. So it's the way their brain is working. And they're really, when it comes to, you know, obviously kids, it's making it fun. If kids aren't having fun, and they're not enjoying it. I mean, they will get bored. They will stop.
Right.
So that was a big challenge that we had in the beginning is how can we have kids consistently having fun and
right.
teaching them at the same time?
How big is this industry, Marty? You know, I know this is, you know, what I like about this industry is its growth potential. You know, I mean, this industry is certainly growing, isn't it? But are there any numbers as far as how big it actually is?
In terms of the kids side of it or just in coding world in general?
Well, I guess the coding world in general, it's safe to say that's huge, isn't it? You know, I guess, you know, your industry that, you know, I guess you're categorizing a particular industry in franchising, you know, and how big would that industry actually be?
Currently, right now, I think the opportunity is obviously enormous when it comes
right.
to looking over the marketplace and saying, okay, who is franchising out there and being even similar to what we're doing, which we did a lot of work on. And there's really only a couple other franchises out there that do that. They're teaching
right.
kids how to code that are actually franchises.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we obviously studied that very closely before taking our program out there to really create the differentiator between us and everybody else. And that is our program is 3 to 4 years long. Currently on the marketplace, the longest program is 21 weeks. And ours is ongoing. So it's really something that kids, they practice these skills ongoing. It's not like drinking from a fire hose. We're spoon feeding our kids where they're practicing their critical thinking skills, their problem solving skills on a regular basis. It's like compound interest as they work through our curriculum. It just keeps working for them.
That's terrific. Well, it was interesting, you know, when I was reading about Code Ninjas, Marty, you know, is that, you know, you launched your franchise opportunity, I think it was, you know, less than a year ago, you know, and the company is already up to, it was like 70 franchises. So there's this demand and there's this interest for your business. I mean, what is all the I guess we could even call it success or demand attributed to?
Yeah, we came together, you know, last year and really started putting things together, but we really didn't launch our franchise and really market into the marketplace until mid-January.
Right.
And currently we're sitting at 77 signed and sold franchise territories as of today. And we're projected to reach 100 by the end of the year. And just as a side note, you know, as David, Graham, and myself and Bert were all sitting here with only us three, and we were trying to think of our goals for this year, we thought, man, if we can just hit 20, just 20 by the end of the year, that would be validating, energizing if we could just reach 20. And to now look and say, well, we're going to hit, we're projected right now with scheduled sign dates. Everything is very process focused over here. So on scheduled sign dates, we're already scheduled to reach, projected to reach 100 plus signed franchise agreements by the end of this year.
That's really it's incredible, and it must be very exciting, you know, for your team, you know, because you know that you have something. I mean, there's a demand for, you know, your product, your service, and there's a demand for the franchise opportunity as well. I had a chance to watch one of your Discovery Days on YouTube, you know, and I said, okay, I get it. I see exactly what this company is doing, and I understand why, you know, it's becoming as popular as it is. Maybe we could talk a little bit about franchising, Marty. I mean, what types of characteristics do you guys look for in your franchisees?
You know, I mean, I've been in franchising for over 13 years, and I was part of one brand for 12 years, and now over here for the last year and a half. And the last brand I was with, I literally helped onboard more than 2,000 franchisees. And I can tell you that it's really hard to look at a piece of paper and determine who's going to be successful and who's not.
Yeah.
But there is one common thread that runs through every single, when it comes to being a franchisee and all these characteristics, there's really that one common thread. And it's, you know, it's understanding and following the system.
Mm-hmm.
When you come aboard of a franchise and you really examine, you know, the business model, the business driver ethics and the business offering of that franchise, you really have to truly understand their system and how can you shine with inside their system. And as we were building Code Ninjas, we constantly were looking at how can we allow our franchisees to be who they are and not get bogged down with the day-to-day, some of those day-to-day pieces that really can slow them down where they're not creating that dynamic culture where people want to, I mean, kids really want to be a part of it and parents want their kids to be a part of it. So it's really how we following the system and how can you as an individual be a part of that system to really allow your gifts to shine with inside their brand, right? It's building your brand underneath their brand. And
sure,
that's really how
we
look at Code Ninjas is how can we allow our franchisees to build their brand underneath the Code Ninjas umbrella?
What is the training like, Marty? I mean, once you decide, you know, that you do like them, you know, and they like you and they do want to come aboard as a franchisee, I mean, do they typically come out to headquarters then? Is that how it works?
Yeah, usually 90% of our franchisees have already been to our headquarters during a Discovery Day. Our Discovery Days usually have anywhere from 20 to 30 individuals that come to our Discovery Days, which usually is about 10 to 15 groups. And so they've already met the team. They've already been at our headquarters. And when they come to new franchisee training, we have it scheduled. We have it in our FDD as a 5-day training course. Obviously, in the beginning with smaller groups, we can get through the material a little bit faster. But we like having those every month and making them very personal. So we are able to address each franchisee's needs right there on the spot in terms of whatever their strength or weakness is. It's really a lot of pieces to the puzzle inside of new franchisee training, and we want to make sure that we're able to kind of meet them where they're sitting, because some of our franchisees don't have a heavy tech background. So maybe we need to spend more time on the technology and curriculum side of it, where other franchisees may have, you know, a very in-depth, you know, tech background. So we can spend a little bit less time with them in that area and maybe more on the day-to-day operation.
It's interesting having that diversity, Marty. You know, so what were some of your franchisees doing, I guess, you know, before becoming franchisees? Have you found that diverse? It sounds like there is some diversity there, you know, like they're coming from all walks of life, you know, and I imagine it could even be husband and wife franchisees. But maybe talk a little bit about, like, you know, their demographics, what some of them may have been doing before becoming franchisees.
Yeah, it's really kind of, it's from one end of the spectrum to the other. We have retiring teachers. We have
that would make
three
sense.
Three different groups of retiring teachers, individuals, I should say, husband and wife. They're retiring, and every single one of them been teaching for 20 to 25 years, from, you know, down in Miami, Florida, California, to, you know, inside of Chicago. It's where they're retiring teachers. We have physicians, and one in Florida. We have a PhD in economics who graduated and now is opening up as Code Ninjas. We have a vice president of a chamber in a major metropolitan area who, you know, she's done with that and moving on, and she has zero tech background. It's kind of all over. We have a husband and wife team that could easily retire if they wanted to in their early 40s, but they're choosing to take this on and really grow and invest their time in their community. So it's really kind of all over, but there is a common thread. We have some very, very solid franchisees who see the vision, who see where we're going, and have the risk factor. You know, we understand that we're not exactly in a stage that's meant for everybody in terms of a newer franchise. But we attract a certain group, and that certain group, when we get them together and we allow them to collaborate on, obviously, on a regular basis, you know, they really fit well together. And that collaboration from day one is really part of our DNA, and they know that. So they really are able to build off one another. It's a very reciprocal relationship. It's not like one's driving the bus.
Right. You've been doing this quite a long time now, Marty. You know, when I was studying your background, you know, you've been involved in franchising for well over a decade. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because as you know, and you think you were saying earlier, it's, you know, there's a lot out there today. I mean, there's just so much to choose from. And most of our listeners, they don't even know where to begin. You know, so from everything you know and everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
I break it down, and I tell everybody this all the time, you know, and it's such a tricky question because it does really vary per individual. But I always bring up the business model. What is the business model? Like, how is it packaged? What is the monetary side of it? What is the marketing? How is the business model packaged? And they really have to examine that. Do they agree with that? Do they see the business model as a package? Do they have the buy-in just through that business model and how it's packaged together? And then looking at the business, then the second is, what is the drive, the ethics, the plan of that business? Like, what is their, are they driven? You know, how are they driven? What is their purpose of you know, ours is kids have fun, parents see results. We want to truly create the best problem solvers of this next generation. We want to create the best problem solvers of the world. And does all that line up? The last thing is the offering. You know, the product, the business offering, the business product. Is it in the right place? I mean, is it something that you believe in? Are you passionate about it? In franchising and being an entrepreneur, you have your ups and downs. And some days you're not going to want to get out of bed. You're not going to want to go do what you have to do. But that passion fills your tank. And if you're passionate about what you're doing, you are going to still have down days. But that passion is really going to push you through to do that what set up for that schedule for that day and do some of the things you really don't want to do and push through that downtime. But you have to, that passion has to be there. I work with people that have never been involved in franchising. I'm on the phone 8 to 10 hours a day. I'm booked up 3 or 4 days out. This is what I'm passionate about. I love working with franchisees, entrepreneurs, plugging them in. And I'm authentically and I'm very genuine about my passion and excitement for them to be able to get plugged into the right franchise. And if my franchise is the right franchise, I'm even more excited. And if it's not the right one, maybe I help them with their direction a little bit after our phone call.
I think that's fantastic. I think that's excellent advice. So where do you see the organization? I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball, Marty, I mean, where do you see Code Ninjas maybe 10 years down the road?
It's a resource for teaching not just kids, but families safe technology, teaching kids how to code, teaching kids coding through that game-based curriculum, but also being seen as a resource. How are we seen as a resource for parents for understanding safe technology and understanding safe social media? And, you know, I think that there's so much that Code Ninjas can do to be seen as a resource in communities. I think we're just scratching the surface on the areas on which a Code Ninjas can be successful. Really excited for some of the markets that the numbers maybe don't always line up on the bird's eye view, but the franchisees who live and breathe in that community say, no, this is the right community. And we're really excited to see their success and be able to show that success to those who live in similar communities that maybe you didn't think of Code Ninjas based on the bird's eye numbers, maybe wouldn't be as successful as you think, and watching them thrive.
That's fantastic. How can our listeners, Marty, get more information on Code Ninjas, of course, as the franchise opportunity, but even as a service itself? Are there any websites that they can go to?
You know, I obviously going to CodeNinjas.com is obviously very helpful. You can actually read a ton about us. Our blog is also on there, which is very helpful. They can always email myself, Marty@CodeNinjas.com, for any other resources they may need to look deeper into who we are and what we're about.
That's fantastic. It was really a pleasure having you on the show, Marty. I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and already invite you back next year as you continue to grow, because I think this is a wonderful franchise opportunity.
All right, Marty. Thanks for the time.
It was my pleasure, Marty. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast. You get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Sam Hance, who is the president of Stone Coat. And one of the questions we asked Sam when we had him on the show was, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? And Sam talked about the importance of doing a self-evaluation and asking yourself important questions like, what do you like to do? Because in franchising, experience can be taught. So let's listen to what Sam had to say.
Probably one of the most qualified people to answer the question, studying your background, Sam, is, and what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them are looking to buy a franchise. But as you know, I mean, there's so much out there today. We find that a lot of them just simply don't know where to begin, and it becomes a bit overwhelming. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Now, Marty, you're touching something that is dear to my heart right now, because this is the part of business that I love, is helping people find their right fit. Mm-hmm. And that's the primary thing that I tell people. Your starting point is to do a self-evaluation and come up with the things that you like to do. If you are not a hands-on person, don't get into the lawn maintenance business.
Right.
If you like being outside, there's all kinds of businesses to look at outside. If you're more of a analytical bookkeeping type person, there's franchises there. If you have a love food, then food offers great opportunities.
Right.
So
right.
That's the first thing I tell people, is really decide what you want to do, what you like to do, not necessarily what you have experience at, because in the franchising world, experience can be taught. So that's
right,
the first point. Second thing I tell people is figure out your resources and don't overextend. The Chamber of Commerce, National Chamber of Commerce, says that the number one reason for business failures in the United States is undercapitalization. So you've got to know your resources and don't overextend it. Talk to the people that are most important to you and get their input. And I always tell people, give your loved ones permission to hurt your feelings, if that's what it takes, so they can be brutally honest about what they see in you. Then when you get to the company, research the owners first. Know who the owners are. Go visit them. Make sure that their goals and ambitions align with what you really are looking for. And character is important. It's extremely important.
Yeah.
And then the second thing you want to research is the industry. Is it a good, stable industry? And instead of some fad that could come and go. And then the third thing is research the franchise model. Most people get that a little out of order, because the first thing they want to do is research the franchise model. And I tell them, no, back up and go look at the owners, and then look at the industry, and then thirdly is look at that. And finally, franchising is not selling. Franchising is finding good fits and good matches for life ambitions between the franchisee and the franchisor. And if anybody is pushing you or pressuring you to to purchase a franchise, then you need to run away from that as fast as you can. The people on the other side of the table from the prospective franchisee should be just as anxious to get involved in understanding what both sides are looking for.
Wow, it's a great answer. We've been doing the show 10 years, and I have to say that's one of the best responses we've had in almost 500 shows. So I could tell you've been doing this a long time.
Thank you.
It just included everything. It's just a great response. So what are the plans then, Sam? I mean, I can ask you as the president of the organization, I mean, where do you see Stonecoat maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well,
if you'd like to hear that whole interview with Sam Hance of Stonecoat, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our franchises by category page, and go to our home repair and improvement category. You can hear that whole interview. And Sam had a lot of great advice during that particular show. And finally, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine now that we've been doing this show almost 10 years now and approaching 500 shows. So we just want to thank everyone for all their support. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.